Hello there, I'm Paige Estrotori, bringing to you the weekly insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's dive into the latest action in the industry. Subjecting an important development from Monday, a Sydney-based hospitality business that faced significant losses due to an asbestos scare learned a hard lesson about the limitations of business interruption insurance. The asbestos-contaminated mulch was discovered in a park, leading to a festival's cancellation. Despite the major financial setback, the business failed to have its insurance claim approved by its provider, Suncorp. The insurer defended its decision on the grounds of contamination exclusions policy. Moving forward, this serves as a crucial reminder for companies to reconsider their insurance frameworks, taking into account unforeseen business interruptions. On July 3rd, we witnessed a case from New South Wales that might change perceptions on caretaking expenses in car crash injury claims. After an accident that saw Jeffrey Forrest injured and diagnosed with PTSD, he was saddled with dog walking bills amounting to $800. Although QBE, a compulsory third-party insurer, initially paid for some sessions, they later dismissed these costs as not reasonable or necessary. However, the NSW Personal Injury Commission overruled this decision, stressing that dog walking fits under attendant care services. This landmark decision could broaden interpretations of essential caretaking services in future claims. Later this week, on July 7th, the Tasmanian government's bold insurance proposal sparked controversy within the industry. The Premier Jeremy Rockliffe suggested the expansion of the Motor Accidents Insurance Board to oversee a more vast range of coverage, including home and business insurance under a state-run entity named TasInsure. Not without opposition, key figures within the sector criticized the quick-fix approach of the proposal, raising concerns about potential market destabilization. As the election approaches, industry stakeholders are advocating for a much-needed discussion surrounding this proposal. Lastly, on the 8th of July, the Insurance Council of Australia made strides in advocating a structural reform, urging the Australian Capital Territory to adopt transparency regulations. The ICA is keen to enhance building management practices. Key issues addressed include the reinforcement of maintenance systems, volunteer committee education, and overall meddling with strata law. Notably, the Council also emphasized the importance of increased lithium-ion battery safety awareness for e-scooter users. That concludes our weekly insurance news wrap. Be sure to keep up with all the news on our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, making sure you stay ahead of the curve in this ever-changing sector. I'm Paige Estrotori with Financial Services Online, and until we next speak, please stay informed, stay insured.